Heading, Bible Work Techniques. Subheading, Simple, Spirited Bible Readings. We must arise and cooperate with Christ. Obey the Gospel Commission. Go forth into the highways and hedges. Visit as many places as possible. Conduct simple, spirited Bible readings, which will have a correct influence upon minds. Manuscript 53, 1910. Subheading, A Message to Startle People to Study. The testing message for this time is to be borne so plainly and decidedly as to startle the hearers and lead them to desire to study the Scriptures. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 109, 1909. Subheading, Teach to Approach Bible in Spirit of Learner. The student of the Bible should be taught to approach it in the spirit of a learner. We are to search its pages, not for proof to sustain our opinions, but in order to know what God says. Education, page 189, 1903. Subheading, Every Bible Study Must Have a Distinct Plan. Every teacher should see to it that his work tends to definite results. Before attempting to teach a subject, he should have a distinct plan in mind and should know just what he desires to accomplish. He should not rest satisfied with the presentation of any subject until the student understands the principle involved, perceives its truth, and is able to state clearly what he has learned. Education, pages 233, 234, 1903. Subheading, Simplicity in Words. Never search for words that will give the impression that you are learned. The greater your simplicity, the better will your words be understood. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 383, 1900. Subheading, Simple Explanation Better Than Argument. Argument is good in its place, but far more can be accomplished by simple explanations of the Word of God. The lessons of Christ were illustrated so clearly that the most ignorant could readily comprehend them. Jesus did not use long and difficult words in his discourses. He used plain language, adapted to the minds of the common people. He went no farther into the subject he was expounding than they were able to follow him. Gospel Workers, page 169, 1915. Subheading, Few Arguments May Suffice. It is not the best policy to be so very explicit and say all upon a point that can be said, when a few arguments will cover the ground and be sufficient for all practical purposes to convince or silence opponents. Gospel Workers, page 376, 1915. Subheading, Present Truth in Easy Style. In this age, when pleasing fables are drifting upon the surface and attracting the mind, truth presented in easy style, backed up with a few strong proofs, is better than to search and bring forth an overwhelming array of evidence. For the point then does not stand so distinct in many minds as before the objections and evidences were brought before them. With many, assertions will go farther than long arguments. They take many things for granted. Proof does not help the case in the minds of such. Testimonies, Volume 3, page 36, 1872. Subheading, Line Upon Line. Let the truth be presented as it is in Jesus. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 240, 1909. Subheading, The Power of Christian Sympathy. Kindly words simply spoken, little attention simply bestowed, will sweep away the clouds of temptation and doubt that gather over the soul. The true heart expression of Christ-like sympathy, given in simplicity, has power to open the door of hearts that need the simple, delicate touch of the Spirit of Christ. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 30, 1909. Subheading, Find Your Way to Their Hearts. Wherever you can gain access to the people by the fireside, improve your opportunity. Take your Bible and open before them its great truths. Your success will not depend so much upon your knowledge and accomplishments as upon your ability to find your way to the heart. By being social and coming close to the people, you may turn the current of their thoughts more readily than by the most able discourse. Gospel Workers, page 193, 1915. Subheading, Teaching and Practicing Principles. Not as a dry theory with these things to be taught. Those who would impart truth must themselves practice its principles. Only by reflecting the character of God in the uprightness, nobility, and unselfishness of their own lives can they impress others. Education, page 41, 1903. Subheading, Influence of Cross on Soul Winning. The cross of Calvary is to be lifted high above the people, absorbing their minds and concentrating their thoughts. The workers will send forth to the world beams of light as living agencies to enlighten the earth. Mount of Blessing, page 70, 1896. Subheading, Answer Questions. The best work you can do is to teach, to educate. Whenever you can find an opportunity to do so, sit down with some family and let them ask questions. Then answer them patiently, humbly. Continue this work in connection with your more public efforts. Preach less and educate more by holding Bible readings and by praying with families and little companies. Gospel Workers, page 193, 1915. Subheading, Personal, Patient, Thorough Bible Work. Many a laborer fails in his work because he does not come close to those who need his help most. With the Bible in hand, he should seek in a courteous manner to learn the objections which exist in the minds of those who are beginning to inquire, what is truth? Carefully and tenderly should he lead and educate them as pupils in a school. Many have to unlearn theories which they have long believed to be truth. As they become convinced that they have been error concerning Bible subjects, they are thrown into perplexity and doubt. They need the tenderest sympathy and the most judicious help. They should be carefully instructed and should be prayed for and prayed with, watched and guarded with the kindest solicitude. Gospel Workers, pages 190, 191, 1915. Subheading, Where There Is Prejudice. Christ drew the hearts of his hearers to him by the manifestation of his love, and then, little by little, as they were able to bear it, he unfolded to them the great truths of the kingdom. We also must learn to adapt our labors to the condition of the people, to meet men where they are. While the claims of the law of God are to be presented to the world, we should never forget that love, the love of Christ, is the only power that can soften the heart and lead to obedience. All the great truths of the Scripture center in Christ. Rightly understood, all lead to Him. Let Christ be presented as the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of the great plan of redemption. Present to the people such subjects as will strengthen their confidence in God and in His Word, and lead them to investigate its teachings for themselves. And as they go forward, step by step, in the study of the Bible, they will be better prepared to appreciate the beauty and harmony of its precious truths. Review and Herald, June 13, 1912. Subheading, Present Testing Truths After Conversion. You should not feel it your duty to introduce arguments upon the Sabbath question as you meet the people. If persons mention the subject, tell them that this is not your burden now. But when they surrender heart and mind and will to God, they are then prepared candidly to weigh evidence in regard to these solemn testing truths. Letter 77, 1895. Subheading, Message More Than Argument. Formal set phrases, the presentation of merely argumentative subjects, is not productive of good. The melting love of God in the hearts of the workers will be recognized by those for whom they labor. Souls are thirsting for the waters of life. Do not be empty cisterns. If you reveal the love of Christ to them, you may lead the hungering, thirsting ones to Jesus, and He will give them the bread of life and the waters of salvation. Letter 77, 1895. Subheading, Recount Your Own Experience in Conversion. Arouse every spiritual energy to action. Tell those whom you visit the end of all things is at hand. The Lord Jesus Christ will open the doors of their hearts and will make upon their minds lasting impressions. Strive to arouse men and women from their spiritual insensibility. Tell them how you found Jesus and how blessed you have been since you gained an experience in his service. Tell them what blessings come to you as you sit at the feet of Jesus and learn precious lessons from his word. Tell them of the gladness and joy that there is in a Christian life. Your warm, fervent words will convince them that you have found the pearl of great price. Let your cheerful, encouraging words show that you have certainly found the higher way. This is genuine missionary work, and as it is done, many will awake as from a dream. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 38, 1909. Subheading, Soul Winner's Intercession, the Secret of Success. In times past, there were those who fastened their minds upon one soul after another, saying, Lord, help me to save this soul. But now such instances are rare. How many act as if they realize the peril of sinners? How many take those whom they know to be in peril, presenting them to God in prayer and supplicating Him to save them? Gospel Workers, page 65.